This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 10 June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day outside is warm and sunny, perfect for outdoor activities in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. The evening promises a mild and pleasant climate for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, they delayed in negotiations and now they will have to pay the price. Trump attacks Iran. Walla reported earlier this hour on the U.S. president's comments regarding a recent American military strike in southern Iran. Also, Amnesty accuses Israel of state-led ethnic cleansing in the West Bank. The Times of Israel covered this story earlier today, with the IDF rejecting these charges. Also this hour, Erdogan warns that Israeli strikes in Syria and Lebanon threaten Turkey. Ynet reported this a short time ago, noting the Turkish leader's vow of a strong response if Turkish rights are harmed. Separately, Israel strikes Iran military targets after an Iranian missile attack. Axios noted this earlier today, marking a new phase in the conflict. And finally, in earlier reporting, Trump considers further strikes on Iranian energy facilities and bridges, adding tension to regional dynamics. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago about former Trump advisor George Papadopoulos discussing President Trump's leverage over Israel, suggesting Netanyahu will be forced into a peace agreement. Raylan Givens, a political commentator, reported earlier today on Trump's statement to Fox News, indicating Iran had a chance to sign a deal and survive while considering more attacks. Middle East 24 relayed Trump's remarks from earlier today, where he discussed preparations for new strikes on Iranian energy facilities and bridges, citing Tehran's delay in reaching an agreement. Now for more on those stories, starting with President Trump, who has criticized Iran following U.S. military actions in southern Iran. Walla detailed the president's assertion that Tehran is more talk than action. This rhetoric could escalate tensions in the region and influence diplomatic relations. Turning to the West Bank, Amnesty International accused Israel of systematic violence against Bedouin and Palestinian communities. The Times of Israel reports that the IDF has rejected these claims, labeling them inaccurate. This accusation adds to the ongoing international debate over Israel's policies in the occupied territories. Meanwhile, Turkish President Erdogan issued a stern warning to Israel regarding military strikes in Syria and Lebanon. Ynet highlighted his concerns over regional stability and potential threats to Turkish interests. This could strain Turkey-Israel relations and complicate regional diplomacy. In a related development, Israel's recent strike on Iranian targets follows an Iranian missile attack. Axios notes this as Israel's first reported attack on Iran since the ceasefire in April. This conflict intensifies the already volatile Middle East landscape, affecting both regional security and international politics. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that after a viral prank, the actual winner of a 40 million shekel lottery prize has stepped forward. This public figure's win underscores the excitement and unpredictability of lottery draws in Israel. Separately, Ynet Business advises investors to remain composed during volatile times. The report emphasizes the importance of strategic financial decisions amidst Israel's capital market fluctuations, often spurred by security crises. And finally, Teva is set to cut 250 jobs in its API division, according to CTEC. The pharmaceutical giant is restructuring due to stalled revenues, affecting its raw materials unit. This move reflects broader challenges within the industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.